We'll hear in a minute.
No, hear in a minute.
Today's Shi'ez Masechta Erech and Daf Lamed Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Beis on the Beis, the first wide line. Umimanu Shmitim V'yoivlus. In our previous Shi'er, at the end of the Shi'er, the Gemara described exactly what happened when Klal Yisrael came back to Yisrael under the leadership of Ezra by the Binyan Bayis Sheni. And the Braisa said that they started counting Shemitah and Yovelus again. Asked the Gemara, Umimanu Shemitah and Yovelus, did they keep Shemitah and Yovel during that time? Hashta, even during the time of the Bayis Rishon, Mishigolu Shevet Ruvim Shevet God, V'chatsi Shevet Menashe, once these Shvatim went into Golus through Sancheriv, Batlu Yovelus, the Yovel started, there was no more Yovel, as we're about to learn in a moment, for the halachas of Yovel only apply Bezman Sheyoshve Aleha, when all of Klal Yisrael is there. So Ezra asked the Gemara, the Ksibe, that the Pasuk in describing what happened when Ezra brought the Jews to Eretz Yisrael, that says, Kol HaKahal Ke'echad, the entire group that arrived at Yisrael was no more than Arba Ribur Alofim, B'Sheish Meis, B'Shishim, 40,660 have a money. Is there going to be a Yovel when we have such a small group? The Tanya, and as the Braisa continues, Mishagolu Shevet Ruvim Shevet God, V'chatsi Shevet Menashe. Once we don't have these Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael, Batlu Yovelus, they no longer kept the Yovel. Why? Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk regarding Yovel, Krasim D'Rabba Aretz L'Chol Yeshveha. And we learn from this Pasuk, B'zman Shekol Yeshveha Aleha, then there is a rule of Yovel, Lebesman Shagol Mektsasan. Not when not all of them are there. Furthermore, says the Braisa, Yochel Hayu Aleha. Even if we have a situation where Klal Yisrael is all in Eretz Yisrael, however, Vehem Uravim, they're not in their designated Nachlois, they're not in their designated shares. For example, says the Braisa, Shevet Binyamin B'Yehuda, V'shevet Yehuda b'Binyamin, everybody's on everybody else's territory. Yoyvel noig, the dinam of Yoyvel should apply. Tamlaim l'chol yoshveha. Bezman sheyoshveh ketikunam, only when everybody's there and everybody's where they belong, does Yoyvel apply. Lebezman shey muravim. So we're back to where we started, that in the previous year we learned that when they came back in the time of Ezra, but Abaye Sheni, they had Shemitah and Yovel. How did they have Yovel if you're missing these two critical conditions for Yovel to apply? It's important to point out that when we speak about Yovel, we don't speak about Shemitah here. Shemitah doesn't have a rule that you have to have as Man Sheyoshveh Aleha. I saw the Sefer Paradis Yosef, a very nice raya. He says, if we look at the pasuk about Yovel, the Krosim Drav Arz Chol Yishvel. So the pasuk speaks in Lashon Rabbim, Krosim. The Torah is speaking that when all of the Jews are in Eretz Yisrael, is Yovel to apply. But when we speak about Shemitah, the Torah uses very different wording. The Torah says, Sheish Shonim, 6 years Tispalacha, each individual. So you see that Shemitah is different than Yovel. It applies to the individual, even if we don't have all of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So we're back to where we started. How do we understand the Braisa? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Manu Yovelus L'Kadosh Shemitah. They only counted Yovel in order to know the count, which means, we've discussed this previously in our Masechta, that we have every 7th year is a Shemitah, and every 49th year is a Shemitah year, therefore, 7 times 7. The 50th year is a Yovel year, and then the 51st year, we start the count again. So it's critical for us to know when Yovel is, even if we're not actually observing Yovel, but we need to know when Yovel is to keep the count work right. And there's a machlokes of Chaim Brisker says two ways of understanding what does this mean. Does it mean that it's a rule in Shemitah, or does it mean it's a rule in Yovel? Does it mean that Shemitah depends on Yovel, and if the year 50 is Yovel, then year 51 is Shemitah? Or is it a din in Yovel? That means that you can't have a Shemitah without a Yovel, or you have to have a Yovel before a Shemitah. So ask the Gemara. So in other words, the Gemara is saying the entire need to make this distinction, to keep count of Yovel, is to keep the count of Shemitah in order. Ask the Gemara, Hanichle Rabbanan da Mishnas Chamishim Einam in a Minyan. We've had many times Machloikus Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbanan, it's just described. 7 times 7, year 49 is the Shemitah year. Year 50 is the Yovel year. Year 51 is a new count of Shemitah. So knowing which is the Yovel year is critical. El Rabbi Yehuda da Mishnas Chamishim Oil Kan Al Kan. He says, year 49 is a Shemitah year. Year 50 is a Yovel year. Year 50 must be a Yovel year. The Torah says it very explicitly, Shnas HaChamishim. But according to you, the year 50 is also the first year of the new cycle. So if Yovel isn't in effect, for the reasons that we began to share with today, we don't need Yovel to know when Shemitah is. Ask the Gemara again. El Rabbi Yehuda Dom Shnas HaChamishim Oil Kan Al Kan. Lomeli, there's no need to know when Yovel is. We just have to keep track of when Shemitah is, says the Gemara. Havadai, like Rabbi Yehuda. This brisa that says that when Ezra came to Tzisrael, they resumed counting the Yovel year, certainly cannot conform with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Rishonim, Machlokes Rishonim, if there's another nafgamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. And that is, according to Rabbanan, it's very clear in our Gemara, that even though Yovel, unfortunately, was no longer being practiced, they needed to know what the Yovel year is. Because knowing when the Yovel year is crucial to knowing when Shemitah is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have to do it. So what happens, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when they come back to Eretz Yisrael? Do they start counting, and they have all of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and everybody's in their territory. Will we start counting Yovel from year one? Because there was a suspension for all of those years while they weren't there. Or will Rabbi Yehuda agree that we keep track of Yovel, not that it has any practical nafgamina while they're in Golus, but it has a nafgamina to know where they're up to when they get back to Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos seems to learn that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the entire count is suspended while they don't have Yovel. Other Rishonim seem to learn that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that the count is not suspended, it doesn't have any practical ramification. Ask the Gemara, V'lashmanu Shemitim V'yovelis, is that true that when they came back, there was no more Shemitim V'yovel? Once they're not, we don't have Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Vaksiv, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Miket Shevishonim, Tishalchu Ish as Ochiv Havri Ashim Cholach. At the end of 7 years, they should be sent home. And the Gemara immediately asks, Vavirimbo, Miket Shevishonim, do we need to wait for 7 years? We all know the halacha is, Vaksiv, Vavot Cheshonim. That after six years, the Evri goes out. So what is the Pasuk saying after the 7th year? Bom Rab Nachman, Be Yitzchak, Sheish Lenimka, an Eved that's freed, that's sold, goes out after 6 years. But an Eved that we know the Torah says in Parashas Mishpatim, that if the Eved Ivri says to his owner, I have to Sadoini Yisishti, I like it where I am, Lo Eitzei Chavshi, I don't want to leave, V'lokach Adoravus, the owner should take a drill and make a hole in his ear, and he becomes the Eved till Yovel. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk that says Shevashonim is talking about the Yovel year. So Farshim asks, what does Shevashonim have to do with the Yovel year? If the Torah would have said, Vavotcha Yovel, if the Pasuk Yirmiyahu would say, Vavotcha Yovel, we could understand that that Pasuk represents Yovel. But what does it say, Shevashonim? So the Farshim say a big Chiddush. What would happen? The 6 years are up. And the Eved Ivri says, I want to remain. And the year after is a Yovel year. So we just said that even an Eved Nirtza only remains to Yovel. So what will be the halacha? So the Mefarshim suggests that even though it's a Yovel year, he has to work for at least 1 year. Otherwise, what's the whole purpose of the Ritzia, of the drilling of the hole? That's why the Torah uses the word Shevashonim, because an Eved who is Nirtza will end up working never less than 7 years. Because even if Yovel comes, it will still keep him there for one more year. But what is the Pasuk clearly indicating? That Yirmiyahu is speaking at a time when they had already Golus, and Yirmiyahu is saying that they're going to have Yovel. I was saying that when they're not there, there is no Yovel. Answers the Gemara, Ha'u b'techachacha, Ksiv. He was giving them Musar, and he was saying, V'kominove ishlachtem. He wasn't speaking about the current time. In the current time, they no longer had Yovel. What he was saying to them was, you know how you came to this point, that part of Klal Yisrael is in Golus? You came to this point that Klal Yisrael is in Golus is because while you were in Eretz Yisrael, and you were all there in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't properly observe the Yovel. And therefore, that's what came to you. Ask them, but there's another Pasuk. V'ksiv yishmu v'yishalchu. They paid attention and they sent the people that they were supposed to be freed by Yovel. So isn't this Pasuk clearly an indication that Yovel was in effect? I, Klal Yisrael, was in Golus. Says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yirmiyahu Chziron. Yes, they went to Golus, but Yirmiyahu brought those Shvatim back to Yisrael, V'yoshiyahu ben Amon Molech Aleim. And Yoshiyahu, who was a Melech Yehuda, actually ruled on a unified Klal Yisrael after Yirmiyahu brought them back. So Taisus asks, but the Pasuk still doesn't make sense. Because if we think about Yirmiyahu bringing them back, they weren't back long enough that they should send out Avodim by Yovel. They weren't there 50 years. So what's Pshat v'yishmu v'yishalchu? So Taisus says, the Rishonim give two answers. The first teretz is a simple teretz. He was telling them, now that all of Klal Yisrael is back in Eretz Yisrael, so Yovel is again in effect, and you should know that the rule of Yovel is that when Yovel will come, you should send them out. But another teretz the Rishonim say, which is a very difficult teretz, is that they had Avodim, who were Avodim before they left, and now they were in Golus, and now they came back, so those Avodim, he was telling them, Yovel has passed, and you should let them free. The Shagas Aryeh, however, has a very difficult problem with this pshat. He says, if you make a calculation, all of the years that they were in Golus, and then the time till they came back, the youngest an Eved would be close to 200 years old. So it's hard to accept that they were Avodim that they needed to let go, because Yovel was back in effect. So Gemara says that the Gemara is now saying that Yirmiyahu brought back these people to all of the Shvatim that were in Golus, and that's why Yovel kicked in again. Ask the Gemara, Menolon Dehoder, from where do we know it? The Ksiv, Kamoicher Elamemka La Yoshev, and the question is, Efshi Yovel Batel, if we're living in a time where there is no more any Yovel, V'novi Misnabalov Shivatel, what does it mean that the Novi is saying, Yecheskel is saying there's going to be a time there will not be any longer any Yovel. The way we're learning, Yovel already was stopped a long time ago. Ella, the way we must understand, is Shechzirim Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu brought them back, and Yovel came back. So the Gemara said that Yirmiyahu brought them back, and Yoshiyahu was their Melech. Asked the Gemara, Omenolon de Yoshiyahu Melech Aleim, and for where we know that that was indeed the case, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, "V'yom mat sin aloz asheni roya." What is this sign that I see. V'yamalav anshiyeh akever ish alakim ashebam Yehuda. The graves of the priest who had worshipped in Beisel, because we recall that when Yerovam ben Nevat divided the Malucha, he put up an Avodah Zorah in Beisel, and when Yoshio Melech Yehuda, who was a tzaddik, took over, he dug up the graves of those priests and desecrated them. V'yikru dvarim al mizbech Beisel. And the question is, v'cham mativa she Yoshio be Beisel. Yoshio was the king in Yerushalayim, not in Beisel. Elek shechzirim Yirmiyo. When Yirmiyo brought back these people, there was a time in our history that the Meluch was no longer divided. And Yoshio, the Melech Yehuda, was the Melech of all of Klal Yisrael. Yoshio, Melech Aleihem. And he took over even Beisel. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mahacha, Gam Yehuda, Shos Kotzer Lach, B'shuvi B'shus Ami. And the way Rashi explains, Kotzer, the word, the letter Reish, can easily be exchanged with the letter Nun. Kotzer means Kotzen, an officer. And Yehuda, Shas Katzenlach, Yoshio Melch Yehuda, was appointed the leader of all of Klal Yisrael, B'shuvi B'shus Ami, when Yirmiyo brought back all of those who were in Golos. Another pshat that I saw, that the Rishonim suggests, Kotzer means that the Didim of Yoy will come back because they apply to working the field. So the Rishonim debate, and we mentioned this in our previous year as well, that the way we're learning now is that in order for Yovel to be in a play, all of Klal Yisrael have to be in Eretz Yisrael. And the question comes back, what we began this year with. It's clear from the Pasuk that not all of Klal Yisrael was back in the time of Ezra. As the Pasuk, as the Gemara quoted at the beginning of this year, there was a very small population. So how do we understand this Gemara? What happened during Bayis Sheni? And there are essentially three opinions in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that there was Yovel Medaraisa in the time of Bayis Sheni. There was such a small population. They explain, when the Gemara says that you have to have all of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael for Yovel to apply, it doesn't mean that you have to have all Jews in the world living in Eretz Yisrael. You have to have representation of every Shevet. And therefore, these Rishonim, it seems to be the opinion of Tosfos Beit Tam, these Rishonim explain that we had Yirmiyo bringing back Eretz Yisrael at the end of Bayis Sheni, everybody to Eretz Yisrael. Then they went to Golos Bavel after the Churban Bayis Rishon, but everybody went to Golos Bavel because all of them were in Eretz Yisrael prior to Golos Bavel, and then they came back. Not all of them, but representation of every Shevet. And since we had representation of every Shevet, it was enough for Yovel to apply Midoraisa. Other Rishonim, it seems to be the opinion of Rashi, say there was only Yovel in that time with the Rabbanon. Because clearly, as the Gemara began today's Shir, we didn't have such a large population in Eretz Yisrael during Ezra's Tekufa. The third opinion is the Rambam's opinion. That the Rambam holds that there was no Yovel at all during that time. But the problem with that, there are two problems with that. The first problem is yesterday's Mishnah, where yesterday we learned that Hillel, in the time of Hillel, he instituted rules for the Batei Erechayma, but if there's no Yovel, there's no Batei Erechayma. So that question, they say the Rambam takes out the Hillel from the Mishnah, and it had nothing to do with the time of Hillel, it was in time of the Bayis Rishon. But what do we do with the Brice that we learned at the end of yesterday's shir, that was the beginning of today's shir, that seems to say that there was Batei Erechayma in the time of Ezra. If the Rambam holds that if you don't have representation of Kol Yoshveh, there is no Yovel even with Rabbanan, we haven't explained that braisa. So I actually saw two terutzim. One terutz, the Sefer Ohel Shloima says, that when the Gemara says that they had, but when the Braisa says they had Batei Erechayma, it was for a different purpose altogether. Because as we know, and we'll still learn about it in the end of our Masechta, the halacha is that a Metzora may not remain in a Batei Erechayma, in a city with a wall. That rule applied by Bayis Sheni, and the Rambam won't dispute that rule. And therefore, for that, we needed to have Bati Urchaim in effect. Another halacha is along the same line. This is the way Rav Chaim Brisker explains. Rav Chaim Brisker says that Bati Urchaim is a reality. Yovel is a rule. So you could say under certain conditions, Yovel does apply. Under certain conditions, Yovel doesn't apply. But the reality is, if you have a walled city, it's a Bais Urchaim. And that reality, the Rambam can't dispute. That's what the Gemara means, that there were Batei Arachayma, because physically there were Batei Arachayma, even though they didn't have the special rules that we've been learning about Batei Arachayma. So till now we've been discussing Batei Arachayma. Now we start speaking Batei Chatzerim. What is the definition of Batei Chatzerim? The first definition, and we'll have more definitions as we get deeper into the Shir Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, is a city without a wall. Says the Mishnah, it has the best of all worlds. And therefore, Batei Urchaima, the halacha is that you could redeem immediately. Not only is the halacha you could redeem immediately, you only have 1 year. So Batei Chatzerim, that rule applies as well. You could redeem them immediately. On the other hand, Stei Achuza, the halacha is that you could redeem forever. But on the other hand, you can't redeem it up to 2 years. So it has that rules. When the golem miyad, the kol shnei masa chaydish. And the machlokes, so how to understand the words kol shnei masa chaydish. And really speaks to a fundamental question. We've just said, the Mishnah said, that Batei Chatzerim have the best of all worlds. They're treated like Batei Rechaima, and they're treated like Stei Achuza. But let's think about it. A Batei Rechaima, as I just said, you could redeem for the first year, only the first year. Stei Achuza, you can redeem, but only after 2 years. What will be the halacha during the second year? Even if you're treating it with the best of both worlds, the second year, there's no way you should be able to be paid. If it's a Bais Yerchaim, it's too late. If it's a Stei Achuza, it's too early. And therefore, some of Farshim suggest that when the Mishnah says, Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh, that's exactly what the Mishnah is teaching us. That there's going to be a year in between that you can't be paid. Most Mepharshim disagree. Most Mepharshim say that that isn't true, and you can be paid the second year. What does it mean, Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh? A different rule altogether. A rule that we've discussed, and we'll discuss. When you redeem a Stei Achuza, so you redeem it with Geroin, what does that mean? Deduction. The example we always give, if you sold it 10 years before Yovel, and you sold it for $100, so each year is worth $10. So if I'm paid it, let's say, 3 years after I sold it, I have to give $70. When does that start? Only after I'm being paid it as a Stei Achuza, after 1 year passes. During the first year, I have to give everything I got. And that's what the Mishnah means, which Kol Shnei Masa Chodesh Kibatim, that there's no Giron Kesef. During the first year, I have to pay back everything I got. V'yotzel b'yovel. By Stei Achuza, we learned, by Stei Urchaima we learned, they don't go back by Yovel. Stei Achuza does go back by Yovel, as will be the halacha by Chatzerim, or Begroin Kesef. If you paid it later after the first year, whether it's the second year or the third year, given the pshatim that we learned, the halacha of Begroin Kesef kicks in like it does by Stei Achuza. Tarabar, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Astei Oretz Yichoshev, Hikishu HaKosel Stei Achuza. The Torah compares the Batei Chatzerim to the Stei Achuza. Ma Stei Achuza Yoitz B'Yovel B'Groin Kesef. When Yovel comes, it goes back to the seller. And this deduction method applies. A Batei Chatzerim Yoitz B'Yovel B'Groin Kesef. Continues the Braisa. E Ma Stei Achuza Ein in the Gels B'Pox M'Day Shonim. We know that the Stei Achuza you need to wait at least 2 years to buy back. A Batei Chatzerim we would think Ein in the Golem B'Pox M'Day Shonim you need to wait 2 years. Continues the Braisa. However, Nosat leKoyach Yofesh Besodes, veKoyach Soda Shebatim. We treated it this way leYotze beYovel. We should think that it doesn't go out beYovel. Tamalaim beYovel Yotze. So the question is very obvious. If our Mishnah and our Braisa just elaborated on the Mishnah says that we treat it like a Stei Achuza. And we know that what is the halacha of a Stei Achuza? That when Yovel comes, it goes back to the original owner. So why do I need a pasuk to tell us that it goes back by Yovel. Why do I need a pasuk to say B'Yovel Yetzei? Once I said it's triggered like a Steyachuzah, it obviously goes back by Yovel. What is the Brisa saying? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Huna, you're right. It's speaking about a very unique situation. What will happen if somebody was Magdish Bayis in one of these cities? I, the owner, was Magdish such a house. The girl, Achim Yad Hegdish. And now somebody bought it off Hegdish. And now the second year was Yovel. And Rashi says that the Gemara is being very specific by saying it was the second year. Because in the first year, it's still treated like a Bayis Ir Chayma. And in a Bayis Ir Chayma, we learned the halacha is, doesn't become the buyers until the end of the year. So that's why the first year, there would be no question that it goes back to the original owner. And that's why the Gemara frames the situation where it's past the first year. So now let's think about it. To what do we want to compare this scenario? Either about the Ir Chayma B'damislei, if we want to treat it like a Bayis Ir Chayma, so after the first year, ichlet leila lekeach, it becomes the lekeachs. If we want to treat it like a steyachuza, ila steyachuza medamis lekahanim nafka. Why have we learned so many times together that a steyachuza that I was the original owner of, that I was magdish, and then hegdish sold to someone else, when yovel comes, it doesn't go back to me, the original owner, it goes to the kahanim. So it seems no matter how we look at this situation, it ought not go back to the original owner. That's what the Torah says, no. That when Yovel comes, it does go back to me, the original owner. Maskler of Zera, Mayir Yigol Acher, if that's the situation, what does it make a difference if somebody bought it off Hegdish? I feel like Goloi Nami. Even if it wasn't by Hegdish. If, why don't we say, a very simple case, a simpler case. I have a Batei Chatzerim, I was Magdish it. Hegdish never sold it. And Yovel comes, and it goes back to me, when Yovel comes. Why don't we make it a much simpler situation? Om Labaya, Shlayoy Mehegdish B'yotz B'lay Pidgin. That isn't a tenable situation. Why? Because that will we say, let's think about it. I was Magdish to Batei Chatzerim. Hegdish sat with this property. Yovel comes, and I just get it back without paying. And the Gemara says that that can't be. Shlo Yomru. But there's a gevaldig. So there's 2 points I want to make. Firstly, the Mefarshim ask, nice Chazara, that we learned that what a three-way Machloikus, a Mishnah, three-way Machloikus of Yehuda, Shimon, and Elazar. Now, what is the halacha if I was magdish to stay achuza, not the batei chatzerim? I was magdish to stay achuza, and it stayed by hegdish, and now yovel comes. So it goes to the kahanim. Rabbi Yehuda said the kahanim have to pay. Rabbi Elazar says it doesn't go to kahanim. Rabbi Shimon says that the kahanim get it without payment. So we have an obvious question. Didn't the Gemara just say that you never get anything out of hegdish for free? So how does Rabbi Shimon say that? The answer is you can't compare a kohen getting something to a Yisrael getting something. A kohen is Yad Hegdish. He's really considered an extension. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says that when the Kohanim get it in the Yovel year, it's not because somebody's going out of Hegdish without pidgin. It's really in Hegdish. Because what the Kohanim get is an extension of Hegdish. But here, I'm a Yisrael. And I was Magdish Batei Chatzerim. And now Yovel's going to come. Says the Gemara, it can't be that I could get it back without doing anything and without paying anything. So if we learn the Gemara simple, just the way I understood the Gemara, until you learn the next words of Gemara, the Gemara seems to be saying it's a Gzeir Derabbanan. Shloyaymru. That Chazal felt it's not a tenable situation that somebody should get something from Hegdish without paying. But if we learn the next words of the Gemara, we're going to see that no, the Gemara proves it based on a Kal V'chomer. A Kal V'chomer makes it into a Daraisa. So what is it? A Daraisa or a Darabbanan? Very fundamental question. So there's a beautiful Chiddush from Rabbi Yosef Engel. And he says as follows. We're accustomed that Shas, Halacha, is full of Gzeiris. Don't do this because we're concerned. muksa. Every gzeira derabbanan, we're afraid that you're going to do, if we do this, you may come to be over. So when we think of a gzeira, we think of a gzeira being a derabbanan. We don't think of a gzeira being a deraisa. Our Gemara is teaching us that the Torah speaks about gzeiras, and a gzeira could be a deraisa. And this is the example. Doesn't mean that it's just a derabbanan. It's a deraisa. And we have an example of a gzeira mederaisa. Where do we see this from? The Ben Levi. We bring the following raya. Man Ben Levi, as we're going to learn in Amud Beis, that the halach is, that all of the halachas that we've been learning don't apply. That he could be goyal about the Arachayma forever, but the Arachayma go back to them by Yovel. All these halachas we're going to learn. Ma ben Levi shiipa koich me makaroi. Hurai koich begdoishai. If a ben Levi was magdish, as we're about to learn, he can't get it back unless he pays. Then a Yisrael, shihura koich bemem karoi. As we've been learning, about the rechaima, that if I'm not paid it within a year, I lose it forever. And then, shihura koich begdoishai. Ask the Gemara if you've made a statement. That as strong as the position of a Levi is, it isn't that strong when it comes to Hegdish. Where do we know that from? V'hasam minolon to Tanya, because the Brisa says, it says in the Pasuk regarding Yovel, for Yotze Memker. So the Pasuk says all transactions go back by Yovel. So we've learned the Pasuk simply, Shemeini Avod Afilo Avodah Metatla V'shtarav. That even if I sold you a note, when Yovel comes, that transaction becomes null and void. So it's a beautiful verse from the Mikdash David. He asked two questions. One question is that throughout Shas, there's a machloikis, if you could sell notes. It's machloikis throughout Shas. So according to the Mandama that you can't sell notes with the Raisa, how can we have a Havamina that we have a Pasuk telling us that all those sales become nullified when Yovel comes? Anyway, there's no such a thing. One question. But then he even asked a stronger question. We said earlier in our shiur, how does it work? Year 49 is Shemitah. Year 50 is Yovel. And what have we learned as one of the most fundamental halachas of Shemitah? It applies to even us and Chutz La'aretz, that all loans became cancelled. So how could you have a situation, he asks, that you have a loan still outstanding when Shemitah came, when Yovel came, they all got cancelled the year before by Shemitah. So he says a big chiddush. He says when we have a discussion throughout Shas, if Mechirah Shtoris is valid, that's only if I have a regular IOU, that there's a note that says IOU whatever. Now you go and sell that note on. But let's say that note carries with it a lien on property. Everybody will agree that you could sell that shtar. That's one chiddush, he says. And then he says even a bigger chiddush. And a shtar, a loan, that's connected, that has a lien on property, is not canceled by Shemitah. So now we can understand the Gemara, very geschmack. We're talking about a loan that has a lien on property, that Shemitah doesn't cancel. We would think that Yovel does, says the Brice, that it doesn't. Tamaloymer Beis. V'yirachuzosim ma tamaloymer. To teach us. Ma tamaloymer. So the Beis, v'yirachuzosim. Ma tamaloymer memker. Continues the Brice. Why does the Torah say the word memker? To teach us memker of Yoytze Bechinam. Something that was sold, Yovel goes back to the original owner. Vein hegdish Yoytze Bechinam el bepidyon. So what we've learned now is as follows, that the Torah HaKadosh is teaching us that if I was Magdish Abayis Ir Chotzer, and then you bought it off Hegdish, the Torah teaches us that when Yovel come, I get it back. Says, because we started the Gemara, just to remember, there was extra words, V'yetze B'Yovel by the Bati Chatzer. However, comments the Gemara, Opliga D'Rabayishia, this interpretation of V'yetze B'Yovel is in disagreement with Rabbi Oishia said. Dam Rabbi Oishia, Hakalai v'kesef, v'nosan hakesef v'komloi, they all situation that somebody buys something from Hegdish, it remains by him forever. Kshepar To teach us sada who the parak leiv nafkal hanai, that the sada goes to the kahanim, aval hanach the kaimi kaimi. So Reb Oishia disagrees with Rav Huna, and according to Rav Oishia, if I was magdish of batei chatzerim and you bought it from hegdish, then yoivel doesn't get it back to me; it remains with you. The Mefarshim say, however, the Achronim say, the Rav Oishia only says it if it's year two. Year one, he'll agree that I do get it back. So if so, he's clearly disagreeing with Rav Huna. So if so, b'yoyva yetzel amali, what does he do with the word yoyva yetzel? Amar papa, l'nitzucha, he says it's coming to teach us the following scenario. Maichaboy, b'ayis abatech etzerim. I sold you a property in b'ayis chatzur, upagaba yoyva b'yashana shniyah. Year two is a yovel year. So now let's think about it, he says. L'may medam slay. Il abati urchayim medam slay. If we want to treat like a bati urchayim, so it's too late. Ichle l'lekeach after year one. Il astay chuz medam slay. Hashlam abay. We learned at the beginning of the perek, a halacha, that if you buy a property from me, astay chuz, you have to have a right to have that property for 2 years. And therefore we learned, I think it was in the first daf of this parak, that if you bought it and there was 1 year and then Yoivel comes, even though you're going to have to give it back to me, first you get your second year. So maybe here too you ought to get your second year. And before I get it back, you should get it for a second year. To teach us, no, that when Yoivel comes, by Batechat, so you give it back, and even though you never had it for 2 years, it doesn't make a difference. However, ends the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi Rav Huna, we learned the Braisa clearly supporting Rav Huna's interpretation, to Yufta the Rav Oishia, and disagreeing with Rav Oishia. Because it says here, HaMagdish Baisa Bati Chatzerim, if I am Magdish a house, HaRez a Goyal Miyad, number one, I have the right to be Goyalit immediately. Furthermore, the Goyal Oilam, I'm not limited to 1 year, I can buy it back whenever I want. Furthermore, Goyal Acham Miyad Hegdish, if you bought it from Hagdish, not I, says the Braisa, Higi Yoivel v'loy nigel. If I didn't buy back from you before Yoivel, when Yoivel comes, Chayzel Baal b'Yoivel, I get it back. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elahim batei chatzerim. What are exactly the batei chatzerim? How do we describe a batei chatzerim? Shnei chatzerim shel shnei batim. You have to have two chatzerim and two houses. That still will be a bati chatzerim. Because as we're going to learn, you have to have three chatzerim to be a bati irchayma. And therefore, even though mechafetz chayma moshe shubat, no nareke bati chatzerim. This is machlokes rishonim, a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. Doesn't mean shnei chatzerim and shnei batim a bati chatzer, but what about if you have less? You have only one chatzer. Will it be considered a bati chatzerim? Or will not even be considered a batei chatzerim. It'll be treated like a stei chuzah, even though it's a walled city, perhaps. Tanabonim. Mimash b'shanem a batei chatzerim. Any day she'en lem chayma. Isn't the definition of batei chatzerim that it doesn't have a wall? Ma tam lem, so why does the Torah HaKadosh have to add the words she'en lem chayma? Says the Gemara. The Pasuk is teaching us. Af api she'esh lem chayma. They may have physically a wall. Halachically, they're treated k'mi she'en lem chayma. If they don't have enough chatzerim and houses. The kama batim, shnayim. Chatzeris, shnayim. So it teaches us the Gemara, the Braisa, in order to be considered batim chatzerim, you have to have shnei chatzerim and shnei batim. Ask the Gemara, who says that that's a batim chatzerim? Veima, the definition of batim chatzerim, is bias for chatzer. Answers the Gemara, inkein lichta rechmona chatzerim. The fact that the Torah says batim v'chatzerim to teach us two houses and two chatzerim are still about the chatzerim. Ask the Gemara v'chitemi kos rachmana chatzerim. I would think chatz b'loy bayis. That's why the Torah had to say to know that you have to have a house as well. So the Gemara, we would have never made that error because ahu karfa fikri. So we're learning in this Gemara a very bechidish that you have a place that has a wall and it has houses, but it doesn't have enough houses. It's still considered a chotzer. It's still considered a chotzer. And there's a beautiful vart that has nothing to do with Masechta Erechin that we learn from this Gemara. Kol HaTorah Kula is connected. When we learned Masechta Chulin, When we learned Masech Techulin, we discussed that probably the most serious treifa is a drusa. A drusa means an animal that was trampled. And we also learned that a suffix drusa, that means if we have a kosher animal, and we have a suffix if it was attacked by a wild animal, it's considered a treifa. And just to review, why is the halacha so serious about a suffix drusa? Because when we speak about a treifa in the Torah, that's the case that the Torah speaks about. Ubas besod the treifa, an animal that was attacked. So the question that the Rishonim discuss is, let's say I have an animal out in my field, and I see a wild animal going into that field where I have my animal, and I didn't observe what happened. I have to be concerned that my animal was attacked. However, the halacha also is that, let's say I have a large field, that I don't have to be concerned, because I always could consider that my animal, if the animal wanted to attack, it had where to run. What is the definition of a chatzar? So most Rishonim use the dimensions of the chatzar based on Mikdash, because that's an example of a chatzar. But now the Rishonim discuss, what will be the halacha if in my chatzar, I have the chatzar with the proper dimensions, but I have a building in that chatzar. Will that building take away from the proper dimensions? So they bring a raya from our Gemara. Because our Gemara is saying that even though you have a bias in the chatzar, it's still called the chatzar. So we see the fact that you have a binyan in the chatzar doesn't detract it from being a chatzar. Says the Mishnah. Yisrael Shiyarish Avi Imay Levi. If Yisrael had a maternal grandfather who was a Levi, and a Kail Kasei Dazeh, then all the halachas, as we've learned previously in our shir, the rule for Levim are different. Similarly, says the Tanakhama, that the Levi yarshin property from his grandfather Yisrael. Again, these halachas do not apply to him. And a girl can say that. Shenamar, kibote ore halavim hiachuzosom, achi hei Levi v'or halavim. Divrei Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, you have two exceptions. If you're a Levi, then you're excluded from these rules, or if you inherited property from a Levi. Chum disagree. It has nothing to do with who you are. It has to do with who the property is. Says the Gemara, Ela Kaman. So if so, who are you treated like? Keben Levi. Did you treat like a Ben Levi? But let's understand. Actually, Levi or a Levi. So the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Ema ena goyel el kasei dazeh. Ask the Gemara. Bishama Ori Levim, that the Ori Levim are excluded. The Ksiv, Kibati Ori Levim. Kibati Ori Levim have different rules. However, ask the Gemara El Levi Menolan. How does Rebbe know that if you're a Levi, you're treated differently? The Ksiv, Ashiyigal Menolavim. The Tanya, Vashiyigal Menolavim. Yochel Levi Yisrael Yigal. That when a Levi buys a property from Yisrael, he have these rules. Shizeh Yipa Koichai. Because a Levi's position is stronger. Vezeh Hurai Koichai. But a Yisrael's position is weaker. Av Levi Levi Loi. If one Levi is getting property from another Levi, these rules should not apply. Shizeh Yipa Koichai, Vezeh Yipa Koichai. They're both equal in position. Tamaloima, Minalavim. Min alavim, v'lo kol alavim. But not all alavim are treated the same way. Prat levi mamzer. If you have a levi who's a mamzer or a nosin. But the chum, as we learned in the Mishnah, disagree. Ein dvar mahalol amurim, ela ba'or alavim. Only ba'or alavim are these exclusions said. Avachei hey levi, but the fact that I, a levi, own property in a not or alavim doesn't give me any special rights. Lo yamurim.